We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Adam, are you surprised at all that the NFL has postponed Baltimore, Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I am, because I talked to a league source this morning and said that that was probably not going to happen. And this is just, now this is not official, but I just sense that there are going to be more guys going on the COVID list. Now, by the way, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's players. It could be personnel people. Who knows? Coaches. But they've had a rash of them. This, you know, when we've been talking on these segments, I told you before the season started, the greatest fear that the league had was that would be an outbreak in the building. We saw with the Titans how they had several players, coaches, executives, and what they did, and the Steelers weren't happy with it. If you remember, they had to move, they moved their game up to week four, to actually moved it up, and then the Steelers had a very early bye in week four. They didn't like it because they were playing so well, and obviously they're still undefeated at 10-0. So we'll see what happens, comes out with this over the next 48 hours, but would not surprise me if we find out more about more players or more people not being available. It's not good. You know, you have their top two running backs are on the COVID list. Their defensive tackle, Brandon Williams, won't play. He's their best run stopper. He didn't play last week with his ankle injury. He went on the COVID list. So that's a problem. You guys know what's happened with the Niners. It's been crazy with the going on and off the COVID list. I was talking to the Titans earlier this season about the situation. They actually, their coaches were sent home three times in 1 week. I mean, that, and it's amazing they were able to win as they have this season. But they're an amazing team. They're one of the best teams at closing out and winning in overtime, winning close games. They're one of the best. And they've shown that you could overcome this stuff, but it's really taxing for the coaches.
Where's the competitive equity in that the 49ers were in a Thursday game scenario? They were struck by COVID-19, yet they had to play. And now this game is being moved. And additionally, Adam, are these further COVID complications making the league more open to maybe adding that eighth playoff team?
Well, no, they don't want to do that. That's the last thing that they want to do. But what they're going to use now, they don't want to do a doubleheader on Monday. They don't want to move it to Tuesday. That's definitely not happening. But they now have Sunday for Thursday games. Or if they have to, if something happened 24 hours before a game where 10 players tested positive, well, then that's an emergency situation where they got to move it to Monday or potentially Tuesday. But they just, my talks with them, they clearly don't want to move anything. And, you know, quite frankly, the way that the way I've heard it, it's kind of like they're pointing the finger at the teams. You've got to take care of your own business. We don't want to move games now. But they have the scenario to have the 18th week. They can do that if they want to because they've already agreed to this. So they don't want to do it, but that's their last resort. And if they have to, they'll have to.
Adam, does this latest postponement in what was supposed to be the marquee game of Thanksgiving night, do you think it makes anybody in the league think more seriously about a postseason bubble to keep everybody safe?
You know, the players are the ones that the league is you know, they're kind of willing to do anything to make sure they get the season in, because we know what money means a lot to owners. Let's call it like it is. But they have to do it in a safe manner. But the players have been resistant to it. You know, they want to be with their families. They want to come home and see people. That's just the way it is. And when you talk, especially with the younger players who are kind of new to all this, it's not surprising that, you know, I've talked to agents about it. That's kind of what they've told me. So I'm not surprised that they've not agreed to anything and it's not been a serious discussion. I'll tell you this, though. If you've got three or four teams having an outbreak and games are going to have to be moved, that could change the narrative. We'll see what happens here. But let's hope that does not happen.
Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game, NFL Insider, joining us. Turning to the 49ers-Rams on Sunday, I'll just be up front with you about the Niners. You think they have a run in them, Adam?
I would if they were just healthier. They're just not. We didn't even mention the Ayuk situation with the on and off the COVID list, and they've had problems with that. If you just look at the Niners' schedule the rest of the way, the Rams, they're at the Rams, and not that home field really means anything this year, but the Rams are just they were terrific and against the Bucs. They went in Monday night, and they did a number on them. The game was close, obviously, but they found a way to win. They actually outplayed the Bucs in that game. I was surprised by that. Then they got to play at home against the Bills, and wait till you see Josh Allen and their passing has been phenomenal. They still have to play in Week 16 at the Cardinals, and they got to play the Seahawks, who actually played a little bit better defense last week against the Cardinals. So, no, I don't see it, guys, quite frankly. I just don't see it. It would surprise me if they made it. Now, it's funny you mentioned this about the playoffs and the run. I was talking to the Bears earlier this week, and we were just talking about scheduling and kind of whether they can make it. You know, they're on a four-game losing streak. It's that the Cardinals right now are going to hold that last playoff spot, that last wild card, the extra wild card this year that we have in each conference. It's going to be fascinating to see if the Cardinals could hang on to that. They have a daunting schedule as well. It's going to be very hard. Now, what the Niners have to do is they got to get some of these injured guys back. Richard Sherman, obviously, with the calf strain. There's certain key players that have not been available that they're going to get back. They got all these running backs out. We know that Kyle Shanahan's offense is based solely on the run game. Everything works off of that, and that's how the pass game works. They got to get those guys back. McKinnon had the stinger in the last game. They got to get these guys back, and that's the other reason why they're just not being able to compete at the level we thought they would.
Let's just say they fade out of it, and Jimmy Garoppolo's not going to return. We've seen what we've seen from Mullins and C.J. Beathard. Yeah. Could Colin Kaepernick be a 2 or 3 game audition piece to where he's made whole, he's able to return, and with no fans and really less scrutiny for a team that would be 4-10, could that be something that plays out?
No. In fact, I've been checking into it periodically. I know he's training. Here's what I'm told by someone close to him. He's training. He's in phenomenal football shape. He wants to play, but teams are not calling to check in on him. So that's kind of where that's at. It's unfortunate. I mean, I remember when I was at ESPN, I'm going to say 2016, and I remember when his story broke. It was a situation where you thought that teams would be better about it. And even, look, the commissioner admitted that, you know, recently over the last 6 months that the situation could have been handled better. So here we are. We're in 2020. And by the way, you see the teams now. I mean, Mike Glennon now will start a quarterback for the Jaguars. Okay, he's the third quarterback will start for the Jaguars. Yet these teams won't bring in Kaepernick. Unfortunately, that kind of tells you where the league is with the quarterback.
Adam, yeah. To follow up on that, while we're on this topic, is it just over for Colin Kaepernick as far as the NFL goes now?
Well, you would have to say that because they've not, despite them settling. Remember, they had to settle a case for collusion against that Kaepernick brought up, and they settled that case. So you would think that they'd learned their lesson, but they have not. And there's just nothing to suggest, guys, that any team would be interested in even bring him in for a workout. Now, I would tell you that back in March, I'd heard from a couple teams discussed it internally when they looked at their free agent board in terms of bringing guys in for a workout, but they never did it. And it just never was a serious discussion anywhere. It's really disappointing.
Adam, thank you as always. Really appreciate it. Have a great holiday, my man.
Guys, thank you.
All right, Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game, NFL Insider.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.